pressure point?
What's that guy's name?
I don't remember.
Okay. And what's the guy over there again behind Greg and Eric? Do you know him? You know why he's here?
He's a different engineering firm, but no, I don't remember who he's with or what his name is.
That's fine. I generally haven't been listing them because I don't know either.
It takes me a while to remember who they're even with.
Yeah.
I'll wait for her to get here.
Could you throw that at Dave?
I sure can. I'll just.
Here's a couple for you, Dave.
Okay.
Thanks, sir.
Mm-hmm.
This is just to tell you what you're probably going to pay.
Like it's just after 11 o'clock, we'll call to order the Board of Public Works and Safety meeting for October the 12th, 2023. Thank you all for being here today. Long time no see over in the newspaper gallery. Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes of the previous meeting? If so, I'll entertain any motions related to.
Make a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
I'll second that.
Have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. No public hearings today, no old business. Jump straight into the new business. Chick-fil-A would like to come to town and do their stuff. Looks like Mel took this one in. It's got a smiley face on it. I think that's her handwriting. Looks like they'd like to be here in October 2nd, 9th, 13th, 16th, 20th, 23rd, 27th, and the 30th from 1 to 11 p.m. in the Farmers Market parking lot. Can't talk.
1 to 11 p.m.?
11 to 1 p.m. Did I say 1 to 11? Sorry, 11 to 1 p.m. My dyslexia kicking in. My apologies. Everything does appear to be in order. I don't believe we've had any complaints on them.
Is this still the Chick-fil-A out of Louisville? Is that correct?
I think this is out of Columbus.
Columbus?
Yes, this is Columbus.
Has it been?
It originally was Louisville. I think we've switched over to Columbus in the last several months.
Everything seems to be in order. I'll make a motion to allow them to operate during those from 1 to 11 in those days.
11 to 1.
I wanted to make you feel better.
I appreciate it.
Kind of got on you pretty hard there.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second to approve Chick-fil-A's request. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Congratulations, Chick-fil-A. Welcome back to town. Next up, we have Spud Bank. Fresh off the Oktoberfest, Spud Bank would like to come to town. They are looking at October the 18th from 11 to 1 is their initial ask. If they are busy at 1, they would like to extend a little past until line clears up. So that makes sense to me. Has Spud Bank, they have a food truck license, right? Okay. Are they here very often?
No.
Okay. They're not in town a ton, but we've not had any complaints.
Is it Scottsburg or Austin?
I think they're from the Scottsburg area.
Yeah, Scott County, it looks like. Their phone number has the same middle digits as Dawn's, so. So everything appears to be in order.
Everything is in order. I'll make a motion that we approve.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second to approve Spud Bank. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next up, the Seymour Museum Center would like to do a live nativity scene. This is not Noah's Ark. This will have one goat and one sheep, as well as the rest of the cast. No camels, it looks like, though. They would like to do this from 4 to 7 on the evening of the Christmas parade that Parks and Rec is putting on. They're going to do it in their parking lot, though, so this is not on a city sidewalk.
For cleanup purposes.
For cleanup purposes. And I believe, and this is going by memory, Jane, correct me if I'm wrong, but they are working with Reddington Christian Church also on this?
Oh, I don't know. It didn't say that on the form, so I'm not sure.
And don't hold me to that, but I believe that's what I was told, was that they're working with them to do the one night here. So.
We rent the animals from Reddington Christian for the evening, huh?
Maybe. They do have their certificate of insurance, though, so everything does appear to be in order.
I don't see a problem with that, so I'll make a motion to allow them to operate during that time and date.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Congratulations. Okay, next up on the agenda, the Mystic Moon Market has a couple things coming up. Let's see if I can get them all correct as I say them here. Okay, first, let's do them separate. First one is the Chili Cook-Off with local small business and local food trucks. Jackson County Food Trucks is what they've got in parentheses here. They would like to do this on the 19th of November from noon until 4. And they would like to do it on 2nd Street from the railroad to Chestnut. And they would like to close 2nd Street. What day of the week is the 19th?
That's what I was getting ready to look.
Anybody? Okay, sorry, my mind is in December. You're correct.
Yeah.
Okay, so Saturday the 19th of November, that is the weekend before Small Business Saturday, correct?
I believe so.
So that'd be the weekend before Thanksgiving, right?
Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Is that a Saturday or Sunday?
Actually, it's a Sunday.
It's a Sunday? Okay.
Yeah.
So ultimately, they want to have a chili cook-off with area small businesses and local food trucks. And they do have their certificate of insurance. They shut down for their spring festival and their fall festival, right? You got it warmed up for you.
What time does that church that is in the old Hair Academy meet on Sundays?
That's a good question.
What church, Darren?
Steve Ferris.
In the old Hair Academy. There's a Hispanic church in there now.
Oh.
It's been there for a while, actually, but I just wonder what time they meet, if it's between service goes on till 1 or past 1.
Thoughts, comments, concerns?
When it was a Saturday, I was going to, or during the week, I was a little concerned. I mean, Sunday makes a little more sense as far as closing 2nd Street down from that standpoint, but I didn't realize if that would affect the church or their parking or, you know, that. From the venue.
I am asking the owner of the building if he can tell me while we chat. Let's go this way. Since we opened it, I'll make a motion to table it for the moment until we can get an answer on that. If that's
we got a little time. I mean, it's not.
Okay. So I got a motion to table.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. If he answers during the meeting, I'll chime back in about it.
Okay.
Okay. The next request from them, and I'll give them credit for being ahead of the curve here. June 15th, 2024, from 2 until 8 p.m., same space, 2nd Street from the railroad tracks to Walnut. Oh, they want to add a block. Never mind. They've been doing 2nd to Chestnut. They want to add
all the way to Walnut,
so they want to do two blocks. It's a festival-style event. They'll have food trucks, vendors, live music. It is a family-friendly event.
And that's a Saturday.
That is a
15th,
Saturday, okay. Yes, 15th. I'm going to chime in on the last piece of this. It is a family-friendly event. It's the fourth Saturday?
No, he was asking me about cars and guitars through sign language, so I didn't know
okay.
Sign language. So.
Okay. I know last year at this event I read a children's book to kids during the event, so, I mean, it is very much a family style event. So.
Did you say a time?
2 until 8 p.m.
Saturday.
Now, I guess the thing to consider there is by going Indianapolis Avenue all the way to Walnut, you're also going to shut Chestnut down. So Indianapolis would be open, Walnut would be open, Chestnut would be closed, and Second would be closed.
When does the reconstruction of Second Street start?
Bernie?
Next year. So we have to be careful.
Thanks, Bernie.
Every time you approve something like this, because I have to put that in the bid documents, and those bid documents are due in like a week. So if there were things on Second Street that need to happen, I need to know those as soon as possible, because those need to be as the contractor needs to know. They already know Oktoberfest to not be in the area.
Right.
And it is a little different. That's just a resurface in that area, so they can time that with some other other function. But like trying to come up Second Street with the Oktoberfest parade is going to be a real trick next year. So
let's move it to Third Street.
Third Street will be done by then, though.
Third Street will be done.
It'll be the new and improved Oktoberfest parade route.
Well, since at least the high school path to Fifth Street.
Wow. Maybe.
Through the ditch.
Were the river through the
next year just got more complicated. Okay, to get us back on track, though, 2 to 8 p.m. is the answer to your question. Second Street could be an issue, but we do need to let the contractor know. Which that gives them a lot of time to, and that is just a resurface piece, not a ground up piece.
We have a new signal going in there too. I don't know when that exactly happens.
So one thing that I would offer to say is that even for Oktoberfest, we stop at the bank so the drive-through can, the ATM can still get out. So I don't know if you go all the way to Walnut Street, because even the Oktoberfest doesn't go all the way to Walnut Street. It stops there at the
Keep moving so you can tell her.
Yeah.
How about if we pull it back to the alley?
So half the block?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I'm guessing, and this is simply a guess, I think they're probably trying to make sure they include Castle Games, which I believe if you go to the alley would put them.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's going to be right at them, so that would probably be acceptable. I mean, I'm sure they wouldn't argue if you went all the way back to Chestnut Street another year, but I do like the fact that they've grown enough that they're already considering expansion, because they've done this one. I think this will be the third year.
Okay.
So.
And last year it was just a block?
The first 2 years it was
Chestnut.
Just that block.
Okay.
Eric Roll, you want to chime in at all? Okay.
What truck's bigger than yours?
We can drive that truck in there backwards if we have to.
Well, if it's grown that big, I think it's worth a try.
Okay.
And then let's see if they're a little flexible on if they need to go all the way to Walnut or the alley, or just try to work with them, huh?
I'm going to make a note on here that says stop at alley. For 24, and then we can talk if they need just a little more, because you could add 3 or 4 booths more by going to the ATM, but that gives them room to grow. And
okay,
so I got a motion. Motion and a second to allow them to extend to the alley on 2nd Street, just past the old bank building.
Pending discussion. Sure. Yeah.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. And we're still tabled on the first one.
We're still tabled on the first one. He has not responded to my text. So, next up, I have Country Fresh Farms. Harry Peden wants the November the 1st through the 4th at Tractor Supply, 2003 East Tipton Street. Country Fresh is from Peachtree City, Georgia. They sell USDA frozen meats, chicken, pork, beef, and all your seafood needs. Come on out to Seymour's Tractor Supply on November the 1st through the 4th. He is asking for an itinerant merchant certificate. Mel or anybody ever had any complaints on this one? Okay. They have a retail merchant certificate for the state of Indiana. Appears to be in order. Insurance.
I'll make board from order on motion.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second to allow Country Fresh Market and their 20 ribeyes for $39.99 to come to Tractor Supply. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. It was in the picture.
Nice.
In case you were curious how I come up with that.
You're coming up with their new sales.
Yeah. They can use these minutes as a commercial. City Engineer LPA Contract O'Brien Street, Bernie Hausberger. We give you the floor, sir.
Good morning, y'all. My Georgia accent.
Your Georgia accent?
Good boy. We've got in front of you an LPA contract.
We do.
For, this is part of the O'Brien Street project that has been going on for about 2.5 years or so. And it starts at Village Green on the south end and goes all the way through US 50 and then up to 4th Street. US 50 is kind of a borderline. It splits a project in two pieces. It has two DES numbers or two project numbers, but it still gets bid as the same project. And so there are actually two estimates in here. One is, this is just for the right-of-way services, and this is real pricey, but this is just the way it goes when you have to purchase right-of-way with federal money. So what we've got is a cost for 65 parcels, I believe, for the southern phase, and it's estimated at $829,885. And then the northern parcels is for, or the northern section is for, I'm getting these wrong, so I apologize. I didn't have them, before I got here. 16 parcels, and it's for $104,305.
Are we acquiring Village Green property with this, probably?
Say that again?
Are we acquiring some property from Village Green for right-of-way access?
Yes, I believe so.
Another lawsuit, Chris. Just saying.
Is that temporary right-of-way in that spot, though? Or have we got... So when I was going through them earlier, there were 6 permanent right-of-ways and 20-something temporaries on this first batch that they sent us.
Yeah, I don't have all of those completed yet. We're just
taking care.
Yeah, that's ongoing to some degree. That was part of the APAs are part of the initial project that we're currently working on, which is different than this. And I just noticed that the first parcel is 85 parcels, not 65. So we have 85 parcels in the south of US 50 and 16 north.
Okay. Questions?
And that's little right-of-ways. Is that anywhere from a foot to how?
It's a matter of, it's a lot of them are just in square footages, 300 or 400 square foot of frontage in order to put the sidewalk and get the project completed. Temporary right-of-way would be for things that we'll get back once it's sloped back, everything's kind of, we got sod in place, then it'll go back to the owner as their property again when it's done.
A lot of this project we also tried to keep in the right-of-way footprint that already existed, so obviously you can't keep it all there, but we did scale it back a little bit in the conversations.
This is really tough because it was an old county road at one point, and then and sometimes the property goes to the center of the road even, it's that. It was developed kind of in an old-fashioned way, if that makes sense.
But that's 930,000 for a temporary, is that how it reads, for a temporary?
934,000 for the, it's basically the getting the information together and talking to the property owner and getting the people together for that. It's not purchasing on anything.
Okay.
That's the next round. And we're at a lot of times there'll be like a $1,200 for all of these, for a majority of these parcels. We have to spend, unfortunately, $10,000 to, in order to find out that we only owe them $1,000.
I'm just trying to get in my mind, if somebody asks me, I can answer it. That's where I'm coming from. That just, whoo.
Yeah, the only thing I can offer is that we're trying to get this through the state. That's why we want this signed, which means that we would only pay 20% of that fee. So I know that's still your tax money at work, but that's what we have.
Other questions? What's your will, folks?
It's a necessary evil, I guess.
Unfortunately.
I'll make a motion to accept those numbers.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see. Darren, go ahead, and then we'll look back to that table.
Got some sewer adjustments. One's on your agenda, then I had some that come in kind of late. First one's the Freeman Field Aerial Farmer, looking for a credit of 69 units at a total of $376.74. Then I have Jane Norman, 805 Shannon Drive. Watering lawn, new sod on that one. That's looking for a credit of 32 units for $192.19. Rhonda Sage, 2294 Western Parkway, had a water line break. Got all the documentation here from Snyder's repairing the issue. $340.16 was in the yard. And we have CC Illinois Holdings backflow malfunction. This was out in Freeman Field. Water drained outside and onto the concrete slab. So, and I have documentation for that also. Dunlop's is the contractor that repaired it. So as they meet our criteria, I would ask that these sewer adjustments be approved.
I'll make a motion to allow the sewer adjustments to be allowed.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Anything else, Mr. Bose?
I would ask for council's approval to sign a addendum to a Duke Energy contract. They've been upgrading our lights throughout the city to LED. When they took on this task, they found some that they had missed. So they have an addendum for 22 additional lights to be upgraded. When we did this, it is done over a 10-year amortization. So this will increase our bill by about $160 a month. But it also gets us a rebate. Our rebate on the initial install was $45,000. I don't have a dollar value on this, but they will apply a rebate back to us on these other 22 fixtures they're doing. So I would just ask for approval to sign this addendum.
It's like, where did the other 22 pop up at,
I got a map. You want to see? They provided me with a map of where they're at.
At least it wasn't. At least it wasn't something we had to take bids on, and we found out later that that bid was a raise.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to appease the Duke, I guess.
I'll second that.
Motion in the second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, I'm going to untable the chili cook-off. Do I need to vote for that, or can I just untable it? All those
probably
in favor?
Should. I'll second.
All those in favor of untabling? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so we're untabled. So I reached out to someone from the church. He said they usually meet about 10 a.m. They're out of there by noon normally, although he did show interest in the chili cook-off, so they may not be out of there by noon that day. But they're comfortable with it happening on a Sunday, noon to 4. So
I'll make a motion to allow the chili cook-off then.
I'll second that.
Yep.
Chili cook-off motion in a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Congratulations on the chili cook-off. Mr. Gray, thanks for joining us. Do you have something you want to share with the...
I did not. I've been out doing an inspection, so that's why I was a little late. But did you... I don't think there's anything there yet.
Okay.
Unless you had something for me.
Nope. Just checking with you since you... We're here. So I do have a miscellaneous item or two. First miscellaneous item is a 20-yard dumpster for John Freeman on North Chestnut, 207-209 North Chestnut Street. This was an electronic vote, so he did get his approval. The dumpster's been set. That just needs to be in the record and note that it's been signed. Next item is something new, though. Red Ribbon Week. The Seymour Young Marines... who I believe were District 5 Unit of the Year, if I'm not mistaken, this last year. Congratulations to them for their first year earning that honor. They would like to do red ribbons on downtown trees the week of October 22nd through the 29th. They are aware that, you know, they can't leave them up forever. They have to come back down after they put them up. But they did this last year and would like to come back and do it again this year, to encourage folks not to do drugs. Questions?
Are they having a campaign, or do they...
They do some sort of campaign.
Okay.
I know last year
I'm just curious.
I went down and hung a few with them last year to show support.
But I mean, is the public going to know about it? I guess there will be some...
Yeah, there should be some...
Acknowledgement or...
Yeah, there should be some sort of information they put out. I would assume maybe even a newspaper article. Sean Riley down at the Decorating Center, so to help explain it.
Okay. I'll make a motion to allow the ribbons to be going up on the tree.
I'll second.
A motion in a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Get my bracelet out from last year.
Exactly. Chris, anything board needs to know about? Nope. Okay.
None that.
Okay.
No.
Random audience. Oh, Mr. Roll, did you want to announce any promotions so the board's aware?
Same ones?
Yeah. Well, you got one new one compared to what I had Monday night.
Anthony Walker will be interim assistant chief till January from battalion chief. Chris Connell will fill his battalion chief's job from captain. And... That's not out yet.
Oh, then never mind. That's what I was. I thought you'd put that one out there. So,
Caleb McKinney will be captain from lieutenant.
Okay.
And we'll be taking resumes or applications for lieutenant's opening.
Okay.
When
thanks.
That comes out, right?
When it comes out, yes.
Thanks. So, do you want that? Do you want that in the minutes, Chief?
No, I'm missing somebody.
I probably shouldn't put that in the minutes then about Caleb yet.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
So you've notified the department on that one, right?
Yes.
Okay, I thought you had. That's why I put you on the spot.
We talked about it Monday.
Dixon?
Huh?
Got anything?
Yeah.
Jane?
I have something.
I saw the hand.
October 18th, there will be a fundraiser.
you let me know that you guys approved two food trucks. A third one has been asked to participate, so I told him that as long as it was kind of under his umbrella and they were licensed, it was fine. So I don't know if there will be others that will be going there. So yeah, I just wanted you to be aware.
Okay.
There might be more.
January? Nancy? Dawn?
Little Austin comment. Scottsburg, and those girls are from Scottsburg.
Okay.
He said Scottsburg.
I said Scott County.
He said same thing. Scott County. Yeah, but I heard Austin. You can't mix me with Austin.
I didn't say Austin.
No, he didn't.
Do you have to put up with this?
She's got a complex about it.
Wow.
We love Scott County.
Tracy, you got anything going on?
We love Scottsburg. I have a lot going on.
Who's hiding behind Eric? Stacy? I can reach out to him as well. I know somebody that owns Joe the Camel. I don't know if Joe travels well or spits on people or anything that might add to the nativity scene. So, engineering firms, you guys got anything? I'm just throwing it to both of you at once as opposed to individually.
You didn't ask Mel back here. She's getting a little...
I know, it's cool. What?
All these promotions won't...
Take effect.
January 1.
Okay. And last but not least,
Greg.
Greg O'Brien.
I actually have nothing.
Oh. Wow. Okay, fine. Now, Melissa, do you have something that you wanted to share?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
I appreciate being included. Thank you.
You're welcome. I know you feel left out sometimes.
It all went down yesterday. They don't have anything today.
No. Bernie, you raised your hand.
I did. I forgot to mention that we have park paving bids for Westside and Geyser Park and for the pickleball court coming up in 2 weeks. So you will see those, and hopefully we can make a quick approval at that point, funding allowed. So,
okay. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
We're out of here. Good meeting, everybody.